Welcome back to the program. Dave Middleton right now to talk us through round 11 of the National Rugby League. And I know there's a lot of interesting, tough games to pick this week, Middo, but this is a great one starting us off tonight. Eels up against the Panthers. How do you see it?
Well, it's a great one in terms of it being a pretty difficult one to pick because neither side has been showing brilliant form of late. But, I mean, you'd have to go the Eels with the Bankwest factor. They've scored 2 13-plus victories there so far against... you know, some reasonable opposition. So you'd have to tip Parramatta to win there. And I think the problems that the Panthers run deep, I think, you know, if you were going to tip the Panthers, it'd be out of hope more than anything else. But I think Eels should win.
Yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because expectations on Penrith were enormous at the start of the year. And everyone thought that they had the roster there. And things have just gone pear-shaped.
They really have, yeah. And it just looked, you know, it looked like a great plan, didn't it, to unite... Ivan Cleary with Nathan, but you know, I don't think they had a plan B in mind at the time. I don't think there was a lot of thought put into what happens if this doesn't work.
Yeah,
because they've boxed themselves into a big corner now, and I don't know where they go. And there's issues, obviously, with the playing staff. You know, with Dallin wanting a release.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't see how they get themselves out of this issue.
You're working for Channel 9 tonight, Gus. Working, Gus calling this one.
I'm not sure that he is tonight. Not sure that he's on Thursday. He's on a Friday night roster, okay. I believe.
If I'm Channel 9, I'm rostering him.
Gus
for this
is
one.
Doing Penrith games from this point forward, but I think he's generally down as a Friday nighter.
Yeah. Righto, Friday night then. Manly taking on the Gold Coast. Manly $1.47 favourites. Outsiders, the Titans $2.75. Manly were good last week against the Sharks.
Des has got them playing some really enterprising football, and, you know, they. Names that you don't normally expect to be performing at a top level. Like Brendan Elliott's been going particularly well, and Parker in the centre. You know, we're seeing things from them that we didn't know that they had.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of players like that at Manly, and they've, you know, they've recruited well. That's like the Moneyball theory. They've got a lot of players out there who are really good value players.
Yep.
The Finus and players of that ilk that we didn't know anything about before, and they've done particularly well.
That's good coaching. So... take yourselves back 2 years ago, and the Bulldogs were playing a really boring brand of foot. Has Des reinvented himself, or like how is that?
I don't understand.
Do you understand?
I have
you know what
no
I'm asking?
Understanding of that whatsoever.
Well, I suppose you have to say he's reinvented himself because the style that Manly are playing is different to the style
the Bulldogs were
at
playing.
The Bulldogs,
absolutely.
Were so he has reinvented himself, and he's worked with the cattle that he's got.
Yeah,
and he's won, I think, 6 of the last 8.
Yeah,
is that right?
Correct.
And to be doing it without Tommy Trbojevic and then also Daly Cherry Evans the last 4 weeks has been remarkable. They're two best players
best
sitting
players.
On the sideline.
Absolutely. It's been a phenomenal achievement, and I don't know how he's done it.
So you think Manly will win?
I think Manly to beat the Titans.
Knights v Roosters. This is a good one. Friday night footy. $3 Newcastle. The Roosters $1.40. Cordner, Tupou back.
What's the line in this game?
It is 6.5.
I think that's outstanding value on the Knights. I'd give them a huge chance of knocking over the Roosters here. You know, there's former Roosters players in the Knights ranks. I'm going to tip the Roosters to win by 1 or 2 points. I'm not brave enough to tip the Knights to win the game. But, you know, the form that they're in, they're shooting for 5 wins straight.
Yes.
They haven't done that in, I think, since 2015. Huge chance against
massive
the
crowd
Roosters.
Too, I'd reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be close to full up there Friday night, and the Roosters maybe just you know, dipping a little bit in their intensity at the moment.
Origin just around the corner
exactly
for a few of their players.
I think it's a huge danger game for the premiership favourites for the defending premiers. But I think they might just get up by 1 or 2 points.
Right, at Newcastle, but you can entertain the Roosters to win, but you can entertain Newcastle at the line at $1.90 with 6.5 start. Canberra, first game on Saturday, taking on North Queensland. $1.40 favourites, $3 outside of North Queensland.
Yeah, I like the Raiders here. I just think they've dropped those couple of games in very, you know, tight circumstances to the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, the two leading teams in the competition at the moment. And I think they'll be really determined to get a couple of points back. And I think they're probably a little bit ahead of the Cowboys at the moment. And being played at GIA Stadium, I think you'd have to favour Canberra.
Very tight betting market. Warriors up against the Broncos. Cody Nikorima up against his old side, a Broncos team that found great form last week against the Roosters.
Yeah, and the Broncos, they do seem to lift a gear at Suncorp Stadium, and they're playing at Mount Smart here, so that favours the Warriors. But I think the Broncos are starting to to get it under Anthony Seibold, and I think they can go over there and come home with the 2 points.
Tigers are $3.30 outsiders against South Sydney, who are leading the competition, $1.35. Michael Maguire up against his former club. Can you entertain an upset in this game?
Yeah, look, it's a possibility. I mean, the Rabbitohs, despite their high ranking in the competition, they haven't beaten too many top-ranked sides at this point of the competition. They did get the Roosters in round one after they'd come back from the World Club Challenge. Most of the teams that they've played have been outside the top eight, so perhaps it's a little bit false, their record at the moment, but I still think that they'll have it over the Tigers, but not by much.
Right, so I can entertain the line in this game.
What is that?
Eight and a half?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you.
Yeah.
$1.85.
Just a reminder to Damien Cook, too, if he's still listening, that game at 7:30. You thought it was 5:30. Anyway, Bulldogs v Melbourne on Sunday. This is out of Belmore. $4. Despised outsiders, the Doggies. $1.26 Melbourne. Although, Loz, as you pointed out yesterday, 2-point ball game last time they met down in Melbourne.
It was 18-16, and the Dogs were a real chance of knocking them over that Sunday afternoon. And problem playing at Belmore, though, that hasn't been really a good thing for them in the last 3 or 4 years. I think they've played there 7 times and won only once.
Oh, wow, that surprises me, because that used to be a graveyard.
It's
Belmore.
Their spiritual home. It's always billed as, you know, as, you know, we're going home, we're going to win, but it hasn't always worked out that way for them. But Kieran Foran's been huge for them the last couple of weeks. He was really good last weekend. But, you know, I think the Storm will still be too good.
Yeah. I think the bookies have got this right. $1.92 ahead. I can't split them. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I still think Storm just.
Oh, no.
Sorry, you're going to
Dragons,
the next one. Dragons
and Cronulla.
Yeah, no, look, if you're going the Dragons, if I was going the Dragons, it would be because of their great record against the Sharks in Wollongong. Cronulla have won about one of their last 15 games in Wollongong. The only thing I'd go for the Dragons for is history. I think the Sharks starting to get some players back. I think Moylan's a chance of playing. Possibility of Corey Norman.
He's been named.
Coming back for the Dragons. So we might see a late change to both sides there. And some creativity in the halves would benefit both. But, you know, I think the Sharks are, you know, a bit ahead of the Dragons at the moment. Dragons are lost 4 straight.
Actually, I tell a lie. He's not.
He's not there.
He hasn't been named, Corey Norman. Look at you, Mido, too. Not a note.
Not a note?
Not a note. Look at him. Just sitting there.
I've written the previews for Big League, so I'm...
And when he says, oh, they might have only won one out of the last... Yeah, they're going, oh, it's just full on. Take it as gospel.
He's got it all, the guru.
Very good, mate. Enjoy tonight, and we'll speak again next week.
Good on you, boys.
Before you go, if you've got a special, Mido?
I just think the Lion Knights over the Roosters.
Oh, wow. That's a special.
Your hard-earned goes on. All right, there we go. Gamble responsibly.
Value there.
Thanks, Mido. Appreciate that.